Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Little. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Baker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball four. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Little. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Little steals second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is hit by the pitch. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp strikes out. One out. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Brien moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 2 in the game. Knupp hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 2 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Knupp, who tags Munson, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mercer moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson has Mercer trapped. There's the throw to O'Brien and over to Hermann, who tags Mercer for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Little hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien bunts in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Aparicio scores. May moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenny takes first base on ball 4. Ron Woods pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kenny moves to second. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klimkowski now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knoop moves to third. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards the mound. Klimkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoop scores. Morales moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales juggles the ball. That's an error on Morales. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Little strikes out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kenny hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis pinch hits for Ron Klimkowski. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.